Turn everything on. Okay, that's recording. And whenever you're ready, go ahead.
Well, let's see. What I gather from the story is a story about, I guess it's Jimmy Bob, and they met at this restaurant, and then they talked to each other, and they told each other that they would come back together in 20 years. And so, that's what they did. But the part of the story is that he arrived back again, and he was at this restaurant, and a man walked forward to him, and he says that, he said, well, I wish the restaurant was still here, but the restaurant was not, and they wished they could have dinner. But then they went on talking, and then later on, as they were talking, they moved out of the glare of the restaurant, and then they said, no, I know a place where we can have dinner. And they went walking a little bit. Then he noticed that as he was moving, he was watching him. And then later on, when he got into the light, he turned and he looked at the man. In some kind of way, he knew that he wasn't the Jimmy. So he said, you are not Jimmy Bob, you're not Bob. And then he, after he did that, he said, the real person told me to give you this note, and it was the policeman friend. So he had to find someone to pretend that he was. And then I think he arrested him, or that was it.
Okay. Alrighty. Next thing I want you to do is think of a story. Maybe a childhood experience that involves more than two people.
Okay.
And when you think of one, just go ahead and start.
Okay. My childhood story is an uncle in my family and my father and my mother. Every Sunday, my uncle Sydney would come to visit us. And Uncle Sydney had these big hands, and I used to call them baloney hands, because it was so big and I was so small. And how I used to dread for Uncle Sydney to come visit, because Uncle Sydney smoked cigars, and during that time when I was small, I was allergic to smoke. And no one in the family really knew that it used to make me sick when he used to hug me. Uncle Sydney would hug me and kiss me, and I would be so sick. And then as I got older, I would tell my mom, and Dad would say, why you don't like your Uncle Sydney? And I says, I like Uncle Sydney, Daddy, but I don't like Uncle Sydney's big hands. And you know how the parents would question you. And then later on, when I got a little older, I was able to tell my mom, it's not that I didn't like Uncle Sydney, but I didn't like Uncle Sydney because he smoked, plus he had big hands. And
that's it. Mm-hmm. Okay. And now we're going to start the memory exercises. Okay. First thing I'm going to do, I'm going to read you a very, very short story, and I want you to tell it back to me, and try to remember, because I'm going to ask you to tell me the story again later on.
Oh wow.
Okay. And here's the story. While a lady was shopping, her wallet fell out of her purse, but she did not see it fall. When she got to the checkout counter, she had no way to pay for her groceries, so she put the groceries away and went home. Just as she opened the door to her house, the phone rang, and the little girl told her that she had found her wallet. The lady was very relieved. Now tell me the story.
Okay, the story was about the lady that went shopping, and she wanted to pay for her groceries, but her wallet had fallen out of her purse. And what she did, she put the groceries back, and then she went home, and someone called, a little girl had called her and said that she had dropped her wallet at the store.
Okay. Good. Now I'm going to say some numbers.
Go for the number one.
Yeah, I want you to repeat them back to me.
Okay.
582.
582.
694.
694.
6439.
6439.
7286.
7286.
42731.
42371.
75836.
75836.
619473.
619473.
392487.
392487.
591-7428.
591-7428.
417-9386.
417-9386.
581-92647.
581-9247.
382-9514.
382-9754.
275-862-584.
275. Ooh, I got that one messed up.
Okay. 275-862-584.
275-8654.
Okay. Now I'm going to say some numbers, and I want you to repeat them back or repeat them back.
Bastards.
Yeah. 24.
42.
8652584.
8654.
Okay.
I hate numbers. I always hate numbers.
I hate them too.
I don't know who could it though.
Okay. Now I'm going to give you some categories, and I want you to tell me as many words that fall into that category as you can, and as fast as you can. I'm going to time you. When I tell you the category, just go ahead and start.
Okay.
Let me turn this on. Okay. The first category is foods.
Apple, oranges, bananas, hamburgers, chicken. Turkey, lamb, I want some greens and some broccoli, corn, and that's vegetables, I'm sorry. Okay, some bread, let's do bread, let's do rolls, and I always say turkey, that's one of, some broccoli and coleslaw, fish, mashed potatoes, ham, green peas, corn, cake, pie, some Brussels sprouts, I'm not a person that like to eat. Although I'm a large person, I don't eat a lot. The food is not one of my favorite things.
Can't think of any more?
No.
Okay, that's good. Mm-mm. Okay, the next category is animals.
Animals. Let's go with a duck, a fish. Let's go down on the farm. Let's do the horse, the cow, the pig, the rooster, the hen, and let's do the little things called guinea pig, guineas, they're called guineas, and do the swan, let's do a monkey, a giraffe, a fox, and maybe that's it, a donkey.
Keep going.
A donkey, a dog, a cat, a mouse, let's go with a giraffe, a leopard, what's that thing that hangs in the tree? A bam, nope, can't think of his name, can see it. A rhinoceros, and let's do alligator, and let's go a bear, and
If you can't think any more, that's it? Okay. I just want to get you up to a minute.
Okay.
Okay. Last category is items found in the kitchen.
Oh my goodness. In the kitchen, you have the knife, the spoon, you have the pans, cooking pans, you have the sink, you have your frying pan, your saucepan, you have casserole dishes, you have measuring cups, you have those some big bowls, you have the spatula, the what you call that thing? The thing that you flip the pancakes, sort of like a spatula. You have your food, your masher, your blender, your food processor. You have the you call it the, then I said blender. Yeah, the blender, and the coffee pot, the teapot, the soup bowls, the you have your plates. You have the dinner plate, you have the saucer, you have the soup cups, you have your teacups, and then you have your canisters, and you have your the paper towel roller, and you have also you can keep your broom, your dustpan, your sweeper, your microwave, your stove, and your refrigerator, and coffee pot. And is that it?
That's it? Okay. Alrighty.
Okay, I'm dead in the kitchen, anything.
Anything in the kitchen. Okay, now this one. You see this first line? I want you to read that across as fast as you can.
Okay. Orange, green, brown, purple.
Okay. So, what I want you to do, that was just practice.
Okay.
I want you to start here and read across and read it as fast as you
Okay,
can.
on this one.
Yeah, start here and go all the way across and go as fast as you can and go.
Okay, green, blue, yellow, red, green, blue, green, yellow, red, blue, yellow, red, green. Red, green, blue, yellow, green, blue, red.
Okay, 10 seconds. Okay, now part two, I want you to tell me the colors of the dots as fast as you can.
Okay. Gray, blue, black, and red.
Okay. Same thing. I want you to start here, go all the way across, tell me the colors of the dots as fast as you can and go.
Okay.
Wait, let me set this thing again. Okay, now start.
Green, blue, yellow, red, green, blue, green, yellow, red, blue, yellow, green, I mean, blue, red, green, blue, yellow, green, blue, red. That's a little bit
Okay,
difficult.
that's 23
That
seconds.
that's difficult. You know, your eyes do like this.
Okay, now here's the tough one.
Okay.
This time, in the third line, I want you to read this across, but don't read the word. Tell me the color the word is written in.
The color of the word. Okay, I would say brown. Don't say the word. Say green.
No, just tell me. Yeah, green.
Okay. Green, black, gray, blue.
Right. That's the task.
Okay.
So I want you to tell me the color the word is printed in. Start from here and go as fast as you can. Don't read the word. Tell me the color the word is printed in.
Okay.
And go.
Blue, red, yellow. Yeah, no. Yellow, green, no, yellow, green, orange, no, green, yellow, green, red, red, blue, yellow, blue, red, yellow, green, blue, blue, red, yellow, green, red, green, yellow, red. That is difficult. That is difficult.
That was 38 seconds.
Your brain is going back.
Yeah, because you have to. This is a test of inhibition. You have to inhibit what you normally want to do.
But you gotta.
And
okay.
Really think about it.
Ooh.
Okay. Do you remember that story I told you about the lady with the wallet?
Yeah.
Can you tell it back to me?
Okay. There was a lady. The lady went shopping, and when she got up to the counter to pay for her groceries, she couldn't find her wallet.
Okay.
And then when she went home, a girl called her and said she had found her wallet.
Okay, that's it.
Okay. What is this? Tricky. You know what this feels like?
What?
Sort of like at the doctor's office.
Yeah,